I think that song has got a hold of all of us. I love you, Jesus. And I truly need you right now. I need you, Jesus. Oh, I need you. I love you. I just want to say, I want to give honor to my Lord and Savior, God the Father, and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank Pastor Miner for this opportunity to preach God's word. And I thank God for him and Pastor Emeritus Twyman. These men together, God has used to uplift his kingdom. And so it's good to be here. And I want to thank those that have came out to support my wife and my daughter that praise me all the time, and my children and friend. God is just so good. God is so good. God is so good. He is so good. He's so good. And I just want to get into our text. And it comes out of Matthew 4:1 and 2, and then 1 John 2. Matthew 4:1. Excuse me, that's Luke 4:1. That's Luke. And it begins, I still hear some pages. And it begins, Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in them days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And now looking at 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. Many of us know that 1 John chapter 2 is it's close at the end of the book of near Revelation. And so chapter 2:15 and 16, 1 John. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And so, the title of our text is Jesus Overcomes So We Can Overcome. And I want to draw on 3 points and and then I'll be out of your way. Point number one is the need for spiritual food, the Word of God. Point number two, Jehovah is the only and true living God. Point number three, do not be involved with idol gods. Do not be involved with an idol God. And so, I want to get into our text. John 16 and 33, and that's the Apostle John wrote this, and he recorded the words of Jesus, which said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me, that ye might have peace." In this world, you shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. He says, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. That's some good news. That's some good news for us. Jesus is letting us know that he has the victory. And through him, we can have the victory. That's some good news. As we look further into the text that in Matthew's chapter 4, we'll go through verses 1 through 13, paraphrasing. But in 1 John chapter 2, 15 and 16, it points out the things that Jesus will face in the book of Matthew. The eyes, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. Let me say that again. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, in the pride of life. When Jesus faces these temptations, and we too will face these temptations, but probably on a smaller scale. Probably on a smaller scale. And in 1 John chapter 4, chapter 5, verse 4 and 5, Jesus, the word says that Jesus will face these things, and we have overcome the world. And we see the key to how the Bible scriptures use us or gives us evidence of the proof of how Jesus has overcome the world. First of all, the enemy, the prince of darkness, the prince of the air, the prince of this world, the evil one, he sees what's happening with Jesus. As Jesus has been fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, and he tries to tempt him. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, is fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. And he's led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And then next we see, and we still know that he's fasting. He's full of the Holy Ghost. And one of the things about fasting, as we focus our attentions on fasting, is that fasting is self-denial. Fasting is a form of self-denial. It's a form of denying oneself. It's a form of a commitment to fulfilling the will of God, doing what God says to do. And we see that Jesus and the checks will fulfill his commitment. We see that Jesus will overcome. Fasting and prayer. We too see the weapon of fasting and prayer, which is a mighty weapon. We too can use this fasting and prayer as a weapon. So now we know that Jesus is fasting, and so naturally he runs and he goes over to Jesus, and he knows that Jesus is very hungry at this particular time. And so he springs into action. He sees this moment, and at this very moment he says to Jesus, "If thou be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread." And so he comes at him through the lust of the flesh. And this is the same tactic that he'll use on me and you. And before you know it, we might fall and become our sin. So what we see is that Jesus says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And so he's looking at this, and we need to look at this from a spiritual perspective, through spiritual eyes. This is our number one point, is that, yes, we need physical food. That's right. However, at the same time, we need spiritual food. And so point number one, we need spiritual food. And so out of the mouth of God is spiritual food, the Word of God. The Word of God, spiritual food. It's for our spiritual well-being. We need to put God in our life. We need to put God in the Word of God in our spirit. We need to put the Word of God in our living. We need to put the Word of God in our studying. Amen. The way we live, the way we study. As the scripture says, come and taste and see how good the Lord is. Being in God's word gives us the truth. It shows us God's promises. Therefore showing us how to avoid the traps, the lies, the sneers, the troubles of the devil, that we might not always be made out of fools. This is where the Bible is so good for us. Seeing and knowing where the devil is coming from. How good the Lord is. And so now we see he comes for through another attack. The lust of the eyes. The lust of the eyes, this is a illicit mental desire. An illicit mental desire. And so what the devil does, he takes Jesus to the highest mountains. And then he points and shows him all the kingdoms of the world. And he says to him, if thou be the Son of God, fall down and worship me. And bow down and fall down and worship me. And I'll give you all of these kingdoms. And this is something. The tactic of the lust of the flesh. He appeals even to us. He appeals to us through that illicit mental desire. It's such a thing where we, wherever we look and see, we want. Just look and see what we want. The lust of the eyes. We remember in the scripture, King David goes up on the palace rooftop. And he looks out, and he sees Bathsheba bathing. The lust of the eyes. He sins through the lust of the eyes. We too can be tempted by the things that are in this world. Money and possessions. I think the rapper 50 Cent said, I want to be rich or die trying. As this is the love of money, the root of all evil. In reality, this is bowing down and falling down and bowing down before Satan. What Jesus does, he says, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and only him shall thou worship. And so what we see here is point number two. Jehovah is the only true and living God. Not money, not possessions, not idols, but Jehovah is the only true and living God. And so, bowing down to Satan is a false god. What we find is Jesus said, "Get thee hence, Satan." And so what we find is Jesus is showing us the power of the Word of God. He knows that God has made everything. God the Father owns everything. Satan can grant the kingdoms of all the world. So watch out. We think we can have everything or anything. What we see with eyes. But that's when the rug is pulled out. Satan has a way of, he's the father of lies. He's a great deceiver. Watch out. And so now Satan, he takes Jesus to the highest pinnacle of the temple. The temple is in the city of Jerusalem. It's heavily populated.
Yes, sir.
It's one of the great wonders of the world at that time.
Yes, sir.
It's watched and admired by many. And so the devil says, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, and that heaven will protect you, and all the angels will surround you, and your foot shall not touch or be touched by a stone." The devil has a way of misquoting scripture. And here he appeals to pride. He wants to see if Jesus will put himself on a pedestal. Will he be a show off? Will he show himself to be more than what his Father, the Heavenly Father, asked? Put himself in a careless, needless, and intentional harm. Therefore, being outside the will of his Father.
Yes, sir.
And at the same time, he's acting out of self. He's making all his own decisions. He's not in the will of God if he does this. He is, would not be in harmony with his Father. At the same, that can happen to us. Pride can just do this thing to us also. And this is why Jesus said, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Jesus is not trying to take things into his own hand. He's not trying to be his own man. He trusts in God. He knows that God will take care of him. Jesus doesn't intentionally cast himself down into the dangerous zone being struck by a stone. He knows this thing is wrong. He wants to stay in the will of God. We too can learn from this that pride is a way of being a show off, trying to get attention, wanting people to look at us. We see this thing happening all the time on social media. Social media builds itself upon that. But Jesus shows us the victory over the temptations that the devil has shown. We see in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 6 and 16, as Jesus uses that verse, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God," referring to the Old Testament, the old idol gods, gods that were made by hands. And so when Satan's suggestion of doing these, he is himself saying, he is himself pointing out and making the suggestion that these things of the world, this suggestion of Satan, it in a sense makes him an idol god. Pride, as we allow pride to take over us, we too are as if we're small gods, small G-O-D, our own god. In the Old Testament, idol gods were visible. Today, maybe not so much. It is best for us to learn the scriptures, coming to know the word of God, coming to know the scriptures. There's power in the word of God. There's power in the word of God. The scripture says the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing, even dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and the marrow, and the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. What power God gives. It doesn't stop there. In John 5 and 4, we see that whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith, we that are born again, we have a second birth, a new second birth. It's not a natural birth, but it's a spiritual birth, a supernatural birth, a birth of by God. At the same time, there's the first birth, the physical birth, the natural birth. But the second birth, to be born again, the supernatural birth, this birth sets us up for the victory through Jesus Christ. Gives us the victory through Jesus Christ. 1 John 5 and 5, who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. He that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. This is what's needed for victory. Believing that Jesus is the Son of God. Believing that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the victory. Do you believe? And just ask yourself the question, do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe in the works of Jesus? We see in the scriptures that Jesus turned water into wine. Do you believe it? We see that in the scriptures. Jesus rose Lazarus from the dead. Do you believe it? We see that Jesus healed the sick. Do you believe it? We see that Jesus forgave sin. Do you believe it? We see that Jesus came down through 40 generations. We see that the Romans, the Jews, and the Gentiles got together and said, Jesus is not the Son of God. They did not believe that he was fully God and fully man. So they took him from judgment hall to judgment hall. They spit upon him. They hit him. They beat him. He blind. He died. He bled. He died. And he rose again from the dead. They put him in that grave. And he stayed there all day Friday, all day Saturday, all night Saturday and Sunday in that morning. That great getting up Sunday morning, he got up and he rose from the dead. Jesus lives. I like the song, it says, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. I need Jesus. We all need Jesus. Whether you know it or not, sinner friend, you need Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by him. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's a victory is through Jesus.
Please stand to your feet. The door to the church is open. The gospel has been preached. As the preacher said, it's all about Jesus. At this point in your life, it's not even really about you. But it's about the one who gave his life for you, who shed his blood for you. He didn't have to do it, but he did it anyhow. We're going to ask now if you're looking for a church home. This is your opportunity. If you want to receive Christ as your Savior, this is your opportunity. Is there one? Come on, say, somebody say, Savior, 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 Jesus, Jesus. Anybody know him as a healer? He's a healer. Amen. You may be seated. Well, I guess that we have the recipe to be an overcomer. We thank God for his word. We thank God for the proclaimer of his word. We're going to ask now that you get your best gift in your hand. We want to be a blessing to this preacher. And we're going to ask that you'll stand to your feet, that you'll come around and bring your gifts to the table. Amen, amen, amen. Have you stand to your feet, please. Savior, 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's a healer, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Savior, 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 Savior. Amen. Let us pray. The eternal God, our Father, we come to you today, God. We thank you and we praise you, God. We thank you for your word, God. And Lord, let us be doers of your word, God. And let us understand, Heavenly Father, that Satan is coming. And he's coming to affect those areas in our lives where we're most vulnerable, God. So God, teach us, Heavenly Father, Lord, to apply your word as Jesus did. Teach us, God, how to go back to the word, even when Satan misquotes the word, that we can stand on your word, God. So we thank you for this word. We thank you for the proclaimer of this word. Thank you for Reverend Kevin Bannister, Heavenly Father, Lord, and ask that you'll continue to take him to higher heights, God. Thank you for his studies, and we ask that you'll bless these gifts. We ask that they'll go for the furtherance, the building up of the kingdom of God. We ask that you bless those who gave, those who perhaps had a desire to give but had not, God. But anyway, God, bless your word, God. Bless what it does in our lives. We ask it in the mighty and the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Come on, put your hands together. Amen. God is worthy. Amen. Well, it's time for us to go home. Amen. We're going to ask that you stand. All hearts that are satisfied and know that Jesus Christ is Lord, come down to the throne of grace. Bring your cares, bring your burdens, bring all of your disappointments to the throne of grace. There is a balm in Gilead, and there is healing for your soul. Amen, amen. We honor God. If you haven't already, take a hold of someone's hand and let us go before the Lord. Dear eternal God, our Father, we come to you this morning, this afternoon, God. And we thank you, God, for all that you do, Father. We honor you for who you are, Father. And God, we know that you went through all types of temptations, that you might be able to identify with our temptations, God. And Lord, you've given us the blueprint for overcoming the devil, for overcoming the evil one. And your word tells us that we're more than conquerors, them who are in Christ Jesus. And so, God, we come to you today as conquerors. Yes, Lord, even when we fail, even when we fall down, Father, the grace of God picks us up and plants our feet securely on good ground, God. God, I pray for these, your people, God, that, Lord, you will touch them at their very need, Heavenly Father. For, Father, all of us, whether they came down or not, stand in the point of need, Heavenly Father, Lord. God, all of us need something from you, God. Because we realize, God, that there's only something that you can do, God. Things that we cannot do for ourselves, God, but only you can do them, Father. So we come, Heavenly Father, Lord, with an open heart. We come with a receptive mind, God. We're asking you, God, that you'll speak to our hearts. God, you'll let us know what it is that you have for us. And Lord, there are some broken hearts in here today, Father. And Lord, I'm praying right now that, God, you would heal the brokenhearted, God. That, Lord, you'll begin to mend, Heavenly Father, Lord. God, you'll take away all of the setbacks, the disappointments, God. That you'll let us know, Heavenly Father, Lord, that we are a forgiven and a cleansed people, God. We come honoring you today for all that our eyes have seen and our ears have heard and our hearts have been moved to feel today, God. So, Lord, we honor you for allowing us to be a part of this worship experience, God. Lord, we didn't have to be here today, but, God, you allowed us to be here and to partake in worship, God. I pray right now, Heavenly Father, Lord, that we will leave out of here with worship still in our spirit, God. That, God, we will live a life of worship. We will live a life, Heavenly Father, Lord, that is sold out to you, Father, in obedience to you, God. We thank you, God, for your loving kindness, God. We thank you for your tender mercies today. And go with us, God, as we depart from this place to our various destinations, God. We know that, God, this evil one is right on the outside of these doors, God. Some of us, we're going back to difficult situations, God. But we pray right now, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would prep us. God, you prepare us, Heavenly Father, Lord. God, you'll strengthen us, God, as we go into these circumstances and situations that are beyond our control, God. Give us a comfort. Give us a peace. But Lord, make us ready for the battle, God. Let us not be content with just being a church member, God. But let us strive, God, to bring glory and honor to your name, God. We ask that you're blessed right now, Pastor Emeritus Twyman, who is in our presence today, God. We thank you so much for him, God, being here, Father. And God, I just believe the whole energy of what took place today is a part because he's here, God. We realize that your blessing is upon him, God. So, God, we thank you, God. We honor you for all that he's done through the years, God. And we say a prayer for him today, God. We ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you'll continue to bless him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, God. God, continue to pour into him, God, as he's poured into us, Father. Bless him and he shall be blessed, God. As a matter of fact, God, he's the one that taught us how to bless others, God. So, God, we thank you for that, God. We honor you today, Father. We know that you are in this place. We honor you for that, God. We are but your humble servants, God. Use us as you will, God. We ask this in the mighty, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Continue to look at our sick and shut-in list. Those who are incarcerated, God. Those, Heavenly Father, who are behind prison walls, God. Praying for those who are closest to hell right now, Father God, that, Lord, you'll send someone, Father, send one of us, God, that we might be a witness to them, God. Bless us now and we shall be blessed. And God, we don't want to just be blessed just to be blessed. God, we want to be blessed that we might bless others. For you said in your word that it is more blessed to give than to receive, God. We want to be the blessers, God. We ask it in the mighty, the matchless, in the majestic name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the grace of God, the love of Jesus, and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, may it rest, rule, and abide with us now, hence, and forevermore. Let every heart sing. Amen. Come on up here and shake Pastor Emeritus' hand, as well as the preacher of the hour. Make sure you come and say hello and shake his hand.